Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast. Hi, this is Ted Mooney with update number 9 for the week of November 20th, 2006. Start us off with some enlightened capitalism for the upcoming holiday season, Kate.
If you intend on doing any holiday shopping at Amazon this year, please do Finishing.com a favor while giving hope to parents of children with cancer. Just go to Amazon via the link on the bottom of our homepage or any of our 40,000 hotline letters pages instead of typing their address into your browser. Amazon gives us a generous commission for those click-throughs that helps keep Finishing.com on the air. In turn, we will donate half of all the Amazon commissions we earn this quarter to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital on behalf of the metal finishers of the world.
If any plating shop managers out there have not seen the November issue of Plating and Surface Finishing or have skimmed it too quickly, let me call your attention to the Common Sense column by our good friend Herb Nissen of the Portland branch of AESF, in which he describes a simple solution to an always knotty rinsing and maintenance issue. As we all know, rinse lines should run to the bottom of the tank, but when this is done, it is very difficult to monitor the flow rate. Flow restrictors get clogged, valves get turned, flow gauges get crazed and opaque, and in the end, you're just guessing at the real flow rate. Herb's elegant solution to this quandary is to cut the rinse line several inches above the top of the tank and install below it a larger diameter standpipe-like device that distributes the water to the bottom of the tank. In this way, you can always see the rinse water flow through the air gap between the end of the smaller diameter rinse line and the top of the standpipe, and as frequently as necessary, you can simply insert a beaker and capture the water to check the flow rate. Congratulations, Herb, on a really clever little innovation. Now back to Kate for the calendar of events.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with the calendar of events through the end of November. On November 18th, the Bluegrass branch of the AESF will tour the Four Roses Distillery located at 1224 Bonds Mill Road in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Dinner will follow at Tony's Barbecue Barn. For more information, please contact Ronnie Williams at RONNIEWILLIAMS1@INSIGHTBB.com or Ed Embry at EEMBRY@AMBRAKE.com. The Philadelphia branch of the AESF will be having their monthly meeting on November 21st at the Mill on Route 73 in Palmyra, New Jersey. Cash bar will be at 6 p.m., dinner at 7, and a meeting to follow with Speaker Nick Pomeroy of RISCO on the topic of chrome purification. For more information, call Ed Budman at 215-669-4665. And on November 28th and 29th, the DoD Metal Finishing Workshop, held jointly with the Pentagon's annual event, Partners in Environmental Technology, Technical Symposium and Workshop, will be taking place in Washington, D.C. The metal finishing meeting will focus on what the Pentagon can learn from commercial finishing successes that minimize environmental and health risks in defense manufacturing operations. To register for the symposium, please visit sems.serdp-estcp.org/annualswmpregform.jsp. The registration fee is $125, and please advise Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com for metal finishing workshop headcount. To view the information for these events, please click on the calendar located on the finishing.com homepage.
Thanks for spelling out all those URLs and email addresses, Kate. It sounded like a lot of work, but hopefully it will save our listeners a lot of frustration from misguessing a spelling. Two more events have snuck onto the calendar. The Cincinnati and Dayton branches will hold their monthly meeting on November 27th at the Golden Lamb in Lebanon, Ohio, with social hour starting at 5:30. The speaker will be John Forey of Process Technology, speaking on inherently safe electric heaters. For info or reservations, call Ron Corsi at 937-687-2217 or Kathy Cracciola at 513-242-1410. The Silicon Valley branch of ASF will hold their holiday party on December 2nd at the Spinny Yarn Restaurant in Fremont at 7 p.m. Bring one gift per person for the White Elephant Gift Exchange. RSVP to Alice Fenton at 408-264-2336.
Due to Thanksgiving next week, there will be no new podcast on Friday, November 24th. Please join us on Friday, December 1st, when we will have a new podcast with the latest news and events for the surface finishing industry. And stay tuned for upcoming interviews with Mickey Fortune of RadTech, the Association for UV and EB Technology, to discuss UV-EB West 2007, taking place in Los Angeles, California on March 6th and 7th. And the Executive Director of Society of Vacuum Coders, Vivian Harwood Maddox, to discuss the 50th SVC Annual Technical Conference, taking place April 28th through May 3rd in Louisville, Kentucky. If you'd like to discuss your surface finishing industry event on this podcast, please contact Ted Mooney at 732-477-1447. Thanks for joining us.